This is Prophecy Now. I'm Liberty, your host from Spirit Move Ministry. Let's just jump in and talk about times and seasons, prophecy, everything that God's doing right now, and what we need to be preparing for. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, this is Liberty from Prophecy Now and Spirit Move Ministries. It's awesome to have you listening here on Prophecy Now podcast. I would like to remind you of our Dream Talks deal that we have going on right now. I have an 8-session Dream Talks e-course that I have for sale through spiritmoveministry.co. You have receive the first session for free here on Prophecy Now. I would like to offer 2 coupon codes for those who are Prophecy Now listeners. The first coupon code is PROPHECY10 with a capital P. This will be 10% off either session 1 or session 2. Basically, Dream Talks 1 or Dream Talks 2 each have 4 sessions. Or you can bundle it and use the coupon code PROPHECY15 to receive 15% off the bundle of Dream Talks 1 and 2. I hope that you guys will take advantage of these discounts and be blessed by the e-course. And it's awesome to have you as a listener to our Prophecy Now podcast.
Hey guys, it is Liberty from Spirit Move Ministries. I am excited to be on with you. And Prophecy Now listeners, I try not to forget about you guys. But I love you guys also, and excited to be filming here from Moravian Falls. This is not a total angel video in a sense. This is actually the May word for May. As you know, each month God will kind of give me a word that reflects what he's doing, the seasons we're coming into, what we can expect during the season that we're coming into. And I know many have been like, you know, well, this is what so-and-so said about May or whatever. I'm not an echo and I don't listen to none of that. So I'm only going to say what the Lord has told me to say. So having said that, I have an amazing prophetic word for you for May. It's going to help you understand what he's currently doing in the seasons coming into May and then beyond. And if you go back, if you have not, go back and watch the words for March and April. The words that the Lord gave me, March, the word was 1 and 2, and then May, the word. And it's all about the preparations of closing. Sorry, this is annoying me. Closing the old doors, stepping into the open doors. This is an open door year. And the things that have to happen in the process of that. And so it's important that you understand the process that you're in so that you can jump all in with God, not walk in fear, not be panicked, not, you know, judge things or whatever. And so he wants you to judge him faithful, you guys. Okay, so first and foremost, number one, we had an amazing time with you guys in Atlanta. Loved being with you guys. Excited to see in the spirit more of what God's going to be doing. And we're believing that everything that was spoken, there was some breaking news the day after we left, after all the warfare, the intercession, the prayer, and then the releasing of the prophecies. There was breaking news with some of the legislators and sex trafficking. So God's on the move, you guys, and we're just here to be obedient and do what he's called us to do. The next thing is, here in Moravian Falls, there is a lot of angelic activity, like extreme amounts, you guys. I already have like stories I could put in like 2 or 3 chapters in a book. And so it's been a great time here with the Lord, hanging out with the angels in the cabin that I'm in. They're like all around. And like on the roof, and no joke, because it's like a real wood cabin. So you hear, like, if someone's, you know, up in the loft walking, you hear them. like their feet crooking, like stepping, you know, you hear all that. And so we hear, I'm hearing the angels all night long walking up and down on the roof. No, it is not a squirrel. It's too loud and too heavy. It's like real steps. And then in the loft of the cabin, all day long, angelic activity, someone walking around up there, literally not joking. And last night, two of them showed themselves, literally, you guys, I'm not making this stuff up, okay? But they did not give us a complete heart attack. So that was nice. Very thankful to the Lord for that. But one of them had a face that was like a man, but a lot part lion. And the other one was giant, like huge compared to that angel. And its eyeball was this big, just the eyeball. And it looked like an eagle eye. And we only saw the side view of that one, but they were giant. Like their eyeball was like as big as the window on the house. And so, but some great cool things happening, and we're enjoying our time there and just all that God's doing. Okay. Well, on my way to Moravian Falls, the Lord kept speaking to me, and he was like, Liberty, heavenly deposits are coming your way. Just heavenly deposits. And so, and I was like, okay, well, I'm ready to come to Moravian Falls and have heavenly deposits. Very excited to receive heavenly deposits. And if you saw my social media yesterday, I posted, about heavenly deposits are coming your way. Amen. I don't know what's with my hair, you guys. I'm having a hair day issue. Very excited to be like, okay, God, what is these deposits besides what I already know coming and spending time with him in Moravian Falls? And so so I released that quote on social media, and then this morning he gave me an actual word to go with it. And in the word, he basically said, Liberty, tell my people for May, heavenly deposits are coming their way, but they need to understand what happens when you receive a heavenly deposit. And he said the same way in March, the March word was, you know, you have to confront the things that rise up to bump up against your going through the open door, the new transition, the next season that God has for you. You've got to shut old doors, and then things will come up that have been dormant to come against you to basically keep you from enjoying going through that door that's open, that has probably beautiful things on the other side. And so the Lord basically said, my people need to understand, in May, I'm preparing to bring heavenly deposits. And what that means is that there are things that I'm bringing into their life this next season, but they need to understand things that might have been dormant will want to show up, because the old season, there was no reason for those dormant things to show up. Sorry, guys, that's not rubber. Those dormant things to show up because there was nothing to resist them. There was nothing to expose them. And this is similar to March, but it's not. And so the Lord said he's about to release heavenly deposits on behalf of his people. And it can come in many forms. It's him releasing into your life or over you, basically something he's been saving for you. It's like a gift, you know, like when you make a deposit in your bank. And so the Lord said, the problem is sometimes fear has laid dormant, insecurities, guilt, shame, condemnation, doubt. And he said, my people need to know that sometimes a heavenly deposit can come with some nervousness. It can come with labor, delivery, transition, change. But at the end of the day, it's me doing it. heaven is dropping a deposit into your life. Now, he said, understand what a deposit is, you guys. A deposit adds. It doesn't decrease you. It increases you. And he said, nobody has ever added a deposit to the bank and have it decrease them. It increases them. And so the point of the deposit is to increase you, is to add more, to bring more fruit, to bring more of whatever, you know, that has to do with your life. And so the Lord said, but my people get confused with fear that might rise up, insecurities, doubts. They lack faith for a second and they're like, you know, I don't know. This is a little scary. So here's what he said. What'll happen you can call it grace, but I call it power and strength, because people typically think grace is my grace is sufficient for you. They think that grace is a cover up. It is not. Grace is the power to not sin. Grace is the strength to go through a season that he's got you in for a purpose. And so, and I'm going to go into some of those examples, but here recently, the last little bit, he kept showing me 555. And I was like, you know, what is with the 555s all of a sudden this whole time I've been at Moravian Falls? And the Lord said, Liberty, my people need to know my grace is sufficient for them, but not the grace the way they think of grace, but the way you think of grace. So for me, if I teach on grace, I'm not teaching on grace as a cover up, grace to do whatever you feel like, grace to get your way or whatever. No, grace is a power and a strength to not sin, to endure a season, maybe of hardship or transition, to get to that, you know, a lot of times that beautiful thing. And so the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for them. It's sufficient for you, but it's a power and a strength. They need to view the grace differently. It's strength and power. So here's an example. Let me give you a few examples, okay? First, he told me, Liberty, give them the example of having a baby. When someone gets pregnant, and they know they're, you know, a baby's on the way, you know, they're all excited. The old season of not being pregnant and not having a baby on the way gets thrown out the window, and all of a sudden, God's given them this new strength and power. You can call it grace, strength and power to now grow a baby, to go through labor and delivery, to bring the baby into the world. Now, isn't a baby a heavenly deposit? Aren't they just beautiful and wonderful? They're a blessing no matter where they come from, amen? And, or how they get here is what I'm saying. And, but the Lord said, the only problem is you have the baby, you have labor, you have delivery, you have sleepless nights, you have all kind of stuff. And so your heavenly deposit came with some change. You ain't getting no sleep no more. It came with recovery. A woman has to recover after having a baby, a period of time, about 6 weeks. And so, you know, so the thing is the Lord said, even a heavenly deposit or a heavenly plan is going to come with transition. Maybe not as extreme as birthing a baby, but it could feel that way if your fears rise up, your insecurities rise up, and you bump up against that. And so, but he has heavenly deposits. You know, I released the word about you shall recover all. And the Lord says, I want everyone to recover all. This is a promise and it's biblical. And it can be 7 times, 10 times, 100 times, whatever you want to believe God for, amen. But it's biblical to believe for the return of what the enemy has stolen. And so the Lord's like, but my people don't understand that sometimes a heavenly deposit doesn't feel so heavenly in the middle of the transition. It can be scary. You can maybe feel wobbly. You can lose your faith a little bit. You can, I don't even know, get stressed out and be like, I don't know if I can do this, bleh, you know, and you start having a panic attack and you're like, man, this is like panicking me. And, but the thing is that's normal. And so the Lord said, my people need to understand, just like having a baby, there's anxiety, there's labor, there's delivery, there's recovery, there's sleepless nights. That's all normal. But nobody would ever not accept all those things to get their beautiful heavenly deposit of the baby. And so he said, there's things that are worth more than gold. They're worth more than any labor, delivery, or recovery time, or sleepless nights. And so other examples that he gave me were when somebody's getting the seasons. I'm just talking about like normal human seasons, okay? So like, let's say you're getting ready to buy, you've been renting for 3 years, okay? And God's like, okay, this for me, I'm always listening to the times and seasons. So he's like, this season coming up is buying a house season. Liberty, it's time to buy. No more renting, it's time to buy. And so then I would know, okay, I got to get ready. So then now I had, if you want to call it, power and strength, AKA grace, to just rent, not have a care in the world, nothing. Now, all of a sudden, he wants to give me a heavenly deposit of a new house that I own. But now I've got to tighten my belt. I've got to pay attention to money. I've got to make sure I have some savings for the down payment. You got to start changing the way you think to receive this beautiful heavenly deposit of a new house, and prepare your mind for having a mortgage. Prepare your mind for now you being responsible for the repairs. And so, but he's giving you, if he's telling you it's a buying season, then he's going to give you what you need in that season, the power and the strength to do whatever he's telling you is for the next season. The transition is not always easy. It can be scary and make you feel all wobbly, and you can start getting panicky and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have a mortgage. Yeah, you paid rent. Now it's going to a mortgage. What's the difference? But somehow it causes panic. And so the Lord said, these are examples of heavenly deposits, things that he wants to bring that are his will. It's his season for it. So like another example is like, okay, you get married and you guys decide, well, we're not going to have kids for 5 years. We're first 5 years, no children, you know, we'll start having kids. Well, for that 5 years, no matter how many of their friends have a baby, no matter what's going on, it don't bother them. They don't go, oh man, I just got to have a baby. Like you have a AKA grace, but a strength and a power to walk through your 5 year season without having a concern. Now, all of a sudden, God lifts that off of you, or however you want to word it. And he's like, okay, time to have children, time to reproduce, time to make fruit. And so when that happens, the ability to not have children leaves. And all of a sudden you're like, it's time to have a baby. We need to start trying. We need to go to the doctor. We need to get checkups. We need to start getting ready, because now it's a new season, but that season comes with change. But now God's moved you into a season where he's going to give you what you need, the strength to do it, to go into that new season. And now the thought of not having children and sitting around for 5 years is like, heck no, it's time to have some children. And so now your life has totally changed to a whole new season. And so these are just examples of heavenly deposits. When God brings them, yes, there's change. Yes, you have to work around some things. Yes, there might have to be a plan, a good plan involved in the transition. But the Lord needs us to know. He's like, Liberty, tell my people, heavenly deposits are on the way. It's meant to increase them, not decrease them. They need to understand that the process, which could be nerve-wracking, could bring up fear and insecurity, doubt, or whatever, doesn't change the fact that it's from heaven and it's my will and it's good. And it's what I want for them. It's what I have for them. And if they're obedient and they embrace it with joy and victory, then they will be able to feel what it feels like to be excited and joyful about that thing and receive the deposit from heaven with joy instead of panic. Now, he understands there could be some panic, but he doesn't want us to stay in that. You know, he wants us to work through the fears and the insecurities and all that so we can actually step into the new season he has for us with joy. So here's another example. Getting married. I'm using all the things that are normal to us humans, okay? So I'm going to use Joni. I cannot remember her new last name, but, you know, she was Joni Lamb from Daystar. Her story, because it's very recent, okay? So, you know, Marcus Lamb passed away. And so her story, this is like the short version, but I'm going to give it to you so you can understand. So she said, and I'm going to repeat her words. This is not a negative. This is how she said it, okay? Go on Charisma News and watch it, okay? So she said she was wallowing in her mourning for like 8 months, eating ice cream every night, watching Shark Tank, crying herself to sleep. For real, that's what she said. And she said, out of nowhere, the Lord was like, he didn't fully tell her, you have a kingdom husband coming, but he basically was like, it's time to get your house in order. And she was like, what? What do you mean, Lord? My house is in order, like spiritual order, you know? And he was like, no, physical order. I have a future and a plan and a hope for you, and it doesn't include this. So basically, it's time for you to start living again, step out of mourning, and start getting ready. Exercising, eating healthy, stop eating ice cream every night. And look forward to the hope and the future that I have for you because great things are coming. Well, then within a couple of months, and it was good that she was obedient and she just obeyed and she was like, oh man, I don't know, but I better get it together. So she obeyed. And then within a couple of months, she started, the Lord didn't tell her right away, but was like, you know, you have a kingdom husband, a new kingdom husband coming. I've already planned it. It's been pre-prepared for you. And they're on the way. So you need to be ready. Like, this is me getting you ready. And so within a 6 month period from her obeying and acknowledging, okay, God's taking me to a new season. I need to get ready, even if I don't fully understand. Then within just a couple of months, he started helping her to understand. And then she knew what he was doing. And she was like, okay, this is a season. He's going to be bringing me another husband. And so in that season, it was somebody that she knew of that her other husband that had passed away had already planned on them coming on and having a show on Daystar, but she had never met him. She didn't work with him. And he had called and was like, hey, in light of everything, am I still able to start my show on your channel? Like, what's up with that? And so, but she didn't know him. They had no physical relationship or friendship or anything like that. He lived in Colorado. He was in a totally other state, his ministry. And he was just supposed to be having a show on Daystar. And so basically, that's how they end up getting connected. And all along, God had him waiting for her. And because he knew that all this was going to happen and she was going to be a widow. And so, and even though he lived in another state and all that, they had a lot of transitions, she said, because of living in two different states and each having their own ministries and all the stuff. But they knew it was God once, you know, it came to that point. And she said there's a lot of transition. But it was all of the Lord. And so I use that example because heavenly deposits don't always look like what we think. Sometimes we want to judge it to outward appearance or physical blocks or, well, that can't be it because of this, or I can never have a baby because the doctors told me that I was probably never going to be able to get pregnant, or whatever it is you have felt or you were told, or fears or insecurities come up. It cannot stop you from receiving that heavenly deposit. When the Lord says the time is now, it's time. This is the season. Do it. Get with it. And so like with Joni, I use her example because hers was time sensitive. And so she didn't fully understand at first. She was just like, oh man, I am doing that. I'm wallowing in my ice cream and I need to get my act together. And then that obedience turned into meeting her future spouse within 6 months. And then now they're married and they do shows together. And, you know, God worked it all out, even though they were in different states and all that. And so the point is, it's just like when you're pregnant with a baby, there's a certain period of time you're pregnant, 9 months. Here's the thing. That baby's got to get out of there. It's going to show up eventually, one way or another. Yeah, whether the process is 3 months or the process is 9 months, that heavenly deposit's going to show up. And God is not going to not let it show up. Because once he's decided and it's his will and it's that season and he's been planning it since the beginning of time, there ain't no stopping it. You can be fearful. You can have insecurities. You can doubt. You can let worry rise up that has been laying dormant. But God needs you to see the beautiful heavenly deposits that are coming, or that maybe you know about, but you've been running from, or you've had doubt because, like I said, maybe you were told you can't have children, or maybe you were told, you know, you don't make enough money to buy a house, or whatever the new season is. I'm just using real human examples of new things and new seasons we can walk into. But the Lord says, here's the thing. The deposits are to increase you, not decrease you. The enemy wants you to focus on the change or the what ifs or the fears or the insecurities or the doubts that come with any change, you guys. God doesn't want you to fall prey to doubts, to fears, insecurities. He wants you to conquer them because he wants you to come into a new season of receiving that heavenly deposit with excitement and joy. Yes, maybe a little bit of nerves. I mean, I'll just tell you, it's nerve-wracking having a baby. I had three. And it is nerve-wracking, you know, and because you don't know always how it's going to go. And it is painful to give birth. And, you know, it's a lot. And so, but the Lord needs you to know at the end of the day, the miracle is worth it. What he wants to give you is worth it. What he's bringing, that beautiful heavenly deposit, is worth it. And he wants you to look at it with joy. Satan wants to steal the joy out of it so that you disconnect yourself. And so this is another thing the Lord said with the word. So what does that mean? He said, Liberty, if my people focus, if they allow the enemy to come in and they don't conquer the dormant things that are in the way of them understanding that this is from heaven, this is, you know, and maybe you do know it's from heaven, but you're still like, I'm scared. So you're trying to step back. The Lord's like, that disconnecting, that's a problem. He said, then what'll happen is people, to comfort themselves or to avoid the pain or facing insecurities or doubt or having to walk in faith or whatever it is, they will disconnect or try to like step back from fully engaging in the receiving of the heavenly deposit out of fear or, you know, fear, anxiety, doubt. And so you disconnect. It doesn't mean you disconnect all the way. You may know it's God's will. You may know it's his plan. Oh man, you want every form of increase, heavenly deposit he wants to drop in your lap. But at the same time, you're like, you kind of disconnect and you're like, because you want to avoid facing the things that rise up to say, you should be afraid of that heavenly deposit. You should be afraid of your next season. You should be afraid to go through that open door. You should be afraid. You know, oh, what if this happens to you again? You don't, you know, like for me, sometimes I'll make the comment, no repeats for me, you know. But the thing is, I think everybody's like, no repeats, please. And so, but sometimes that cautiousness can make you step back and disconnect from the season God is putting you in and has already begun. But out of fear, disconnecting calms the fear down. It feeds it a little bit. And the Lord's like, no, ultimately heaven will get their way. He will get his way, guys. And even if he has to force it, just so you know, he does these things. So with that in mind, the Lord is saying, receive everything with joy. The next season he's calling you into it, stop being afraid, stop feeling insecure, stop letting doubt rise up, or a fear of man, or what people might think, or what somebody has said to you. Cancel word curses, bind the lies, and declare that whatever season that he's bringing you into that's going to involve receiving heavenly deposits, that increases on the way. Beautiful miracles are on the way. Just like when a baby's on the way, it's a beautiful miracle. And, you know, he needs us to be joyful and excited and nervous. It's okay to be nervous. There's a difference between nervous and disconnecting, because you're going to feed the fear. So you step back away from fully engaging and jumping all in into the season, whatever it could be. But if someone's having a physical baby, you can't disengage, really, because you're going to have to give birth to the baby. It's only going to get here one way. And so there's no going back. And so once the Lord has taken the strength and power off of you for that season, and he's putting you into a new season, you now have strength and power, AKA grace, for the new season. What you had for the last ain't there no more, because he don't want you staying there. He wants you to move on. And whatever it is, that thing that's scaring you half to death, you know, buying your first house is scary. Changing careers is scary. Building up your ministry up bigger is scary. Adding things, having a baby is scary. Getting newly married or having a new relationship, if it's divinely orchestrated, it's still scary. And all these things are heavenly deposits. And the Lord needs us to stay connected to him. Even when we're battling fear, he wants us to redirect and receive the strength that he's giving us now for the new season, because the old strength, there ain't no more. He's lifted that off of you. It's gone. So you can't stay that way. Whatever worked for you the last 5 years ain't going to work no more. It's not going to, because this new season, God is saying, no, your strength and your power is supposed to go into this. And if you're my obedient servant, which you probably are, then he wants you to receive that deposit with joy and declare increase and declare fruitfulness. It's not to harm you. It's to bless you. And it's the fear that would lie and say that to you. It's the insecurities. So let's pray. So this is the May word. Heaven's deposits are on their way. The Lord needs you to receive it with joy. Stop putting off, stop stepping back, stop being disconnected to the joy and the excitement of the new season he's bringing you into. Open doors can be scary, guys. I've had to go through plenty. And I can admit I'm the first one that needs to be told a thing or two, because I've been through some stuff. And so I can say, you know, I know how it feels. You know, so I practice what I preach. I practice what I prophesy. It's for myself first, you know. And so I want to receive all the heavenly deposits that he has for me without fear. I want to go into it with excitement and joy. Being nervous is normal. But he wants us to have excitement and joy for the beauty of what he's doing. And so, and for the exposure of the miraculous. Just think about it. When a baby is born, it's miraculous, you guys. It's literally a miracle. Another human being is being brought into the earth. It's miraculous. And what he wants to do is miraculous. And it isn't going to be us doing it. Yes, we have to be obedient and do our part to go into the fullness of the season. We have to hear him. We have to pay attention and be obedient and do what he says. But at the same time, he wants to do miracles. He wants to show you there are no limitations. There are no blocks. There are no hindrances. Only in the spirits that come against you. Insecurity, fear, guilt, shame, condemnation. These are all things he's dealing with right now, you guys, because everybody's in birthing seasons. Everybody is receiving heavenly deposits. And he needs us to be ready to receive them with joy. If somebody came to you and said, the Lord told me to give you this, you know, $10,000 deposit for your bank, are you going to not take the deposit? Are you going to sit and go, huh, I think I'm kind of afraid? No, you're going to be like, heck yes, I'll take the deposit. Praise Jesus. I shall recover all. But when it's something that is a little nerve-wracking and scary, we don't go into it with such joy sometimes. We really want it, but we're still afraid. We've got to stop being afraid because time is short, you guys. We all need to be positioned where he needs us to be. He has made plans for all of us. He needs us to get into the season of what he's doing and get with it. Because otherwise we're slowing down his work. We're slowing down his plans. And it does matter. You matter. I matter. Our call, what he wants us to do, matters. And so I don't want to be guilty of slowing him down. I'm not saying I'm going to jump all in and not have some fear, of course. Even beautiful things like having a baby are scary. But the thing is it's a miraculous gift from heaven. And the Lord wants us to receive it with joy. Amen. So Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We thank you for all the beautiful gifts you have for us from heaven, Lord. We thank you that that you are preparing heavenly deposits on our behalf. We thank you that you're revealing yourself right now. You're taking us into a new season. We thank you that we're going to have new strength, new power, a new grace for the new season. And you're going to provide everything we need supernaturally to step into it with joy and victory, not fear and insecurity. And Lord, we say we will obey you quickly, the same way that Joni obeyed you quickly and was able to be taken into her next season. Lord, we say any hindrances, get them out of our way. Reveal to us anything we need to work on, renounce, rebuke. I don't even know. But Lord, show us what we need to do to stay engaged with you and receive from this new strength and power for the next season. Because what worked and kept us in the last season is not, doesn't hold, you guys. Especially if he says you're coming out of that season is no more, you know? Okay, you got married, and you didn't want children for a few years. Well, now it's time to have children. Jesus has said so. So now it's a whole new season for you. So these are just examples of what it can look like physically. But a lot of this is spiritual too, you guys. And so Lord, we just say we will receive your heavenly deposits with joy. We will receive them. We will gladly join you and receive these beautiful gifts to the best of our ability without fear. We will not run and hide. We will not disengage. We will not disconnect. Try to disconnect from the season to give ourselves a little bit of comfort so we don't have to feel so afraid. We will not do that, Lord. We will stay engaged. We will obey and do everything you need us to do. And we will do it quickly. We will not obey slowly. We will obey quickly. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you that you're going to give us the strength and the power and grace to obey quickly. Obey quickly with joy because it's from heaven. Amen and amen. Okay. I love you guys. I'm going to go. Be blessed. Be paying attention for angelic activity. You know, this is an open portal right here. You know, you can receive from Moravian Falls, even though you ain't here. Lord, I just release impartation from Moravian Falls. I did my school of ministry class Tuesday live from the cabin, and man, they were getting hit with the glory. It was amazing. I was releasing the glory and an impartation and a deposit from heaven from Moravian Falls to all the students, and a couple of them like fell out in the spirit. I mean, it was legit. There was a lot of glory. And so, Lord, I just declare a receiving of the ability to see angels. I know the sun's like messing up my whole thing. It needs to go away. Okay. But Lord, I just declare, signs and wonders, angelic activity, eyes to see, ears to hear, senses to recognize, all that you're doing around every person at the sound of my voice. And Lord, we declare heavenly deposits are on the way, and we will receive them with joy, expeditiously. Stop being a chicken and come into our new season with your grace. Amen and amen. Okay, bye guys. I'll probably come on again so I can tell you some more angel stories, because it's like every hour. Okay. I'll talk to you later. Bye.